I've been sitting here, and when I'm watching CNN and I'm reading the New York Times, and it's got you know, whether it's Charles Blow or Ben Shapiro or any of these characters, big mouths on the left, big mouths on the right, they act as if this election cycle and what happened during this election cycle is like an anomaly. And once Trump loses, which they are all predicting he's done, it's over, it's finished, then he's going to vanish and never be heard from again. And then the Charles Blows and the Ben Shapiros and the Bill Crystals and Sally Cohens, everybody can get back to politics as usual. And I don't see that happening. I don't see it. We've talked about it on the show before. I don't see it. Throughout the years, whoever that nominee who lost was always pops back up. And that's somebody who's not Trump. But they always pop back up. I mean, we saw Mitt Romney. We've seen John McCain. Granted, McCain is a senator, but ultimately, whoever the last nominee was, always makes the rounds. They always make the rounds. Hell, Romney made the rounds, if you think about it, for the last 8 years. He ran in 08. Lost to McCain, popped back up in 12, got the nomination, lost, popped back up, doing the whole never Trump thing. So this notion that Trump is going to take his 10, 15, 20 million people and just go home is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And for Republicans to think they're going to be able to do anything as it pertains to the White House without those 10, 15, 20 million Trump people, they're delusional. They're absolutely delusional. Now, I'm going to throw something at you. Because so far, I've been pretty right for this past, year and a half? I've been pretty right. As far as the primaries, as far as even the Trump network. I was calling that long before other people were calling it. And long before the son-in-law was meeting with TV executives. Now, I'm pretty sure the Republican Party will do everything in their power to block or, hell, rewrite rules so that this never happens again. So the Trump thing never happens again. I'm pretty sure if Trump loses, the Republican Party will come together and say, okay, we can never let this happen again, and we have to make sure that should Trump decide, 4 years from now, to make another run at this, we're able to say, no, 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 no. Nope, not this time. We're not letting you do it. We're not letting you do it. We're not letting you do it. Because remember, guys, somebody who ran for the presidency can run again. It's not unheard of. Remember, there was talk of Mitt Romney doing it again. So this notion that Trump can't run again, and this was all just, all right, now we move on. The Trump thing's over. Bye-bye. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So the Republican Party is going to do everything in their power to make sure, A, the Trump thing never happens again with a different candidate. So they're going to make sure that the people who run in their primary are people that they approve. I mean, I've heard from the Levins and the Glenn Becks. I've heard from different radio people, columnists, Bill Kristol, who've said, hey, it's our party. We should be able to pick the nominees. Not necessarily, hey, this is who you're all going to vote for. But they should be able to say, we're not going to let this person run for the nomination of our party. We're not going to let this person be on the stage with these other candidates. It's our party. We don't want open primaries. We want closed primaries. We want more caucuses. We want to limit the process to only registered Republicans. End of story. So if you take that concept and you take other concepts that have been thrown around, the Republican Party is going to make sure that they never put themselves in a position to have another Donald Trump scenario and or Donald Trump running again. So now think about this concept. Think about this concept. So let's say Hillary wins. And it's close. But Hillary wins. And you have tens of millions of people that are beside themselves. They've been labeled racists. They've been labeled the deplorables. Because remember, it's not just Hillary, but it's the media. These millions of people can't watch late night TV without being mocked. They can't watch half hour shows, comedy shows, without being mocked. They can't do anything without being mocked. So you're going to have tens of millions of people that are going to have this huge chip on their shoulder. Because they just had this election ripped right out from them. Rather, it was the Democrats' dirty tricks with their voter suppression, sending out paid protesters to fight with Trump supporters to make it look like Trump supporters are invoking violence. The media having dinner parties and breakfast parties or whatever parties they're doing with the Clinton campaign. The media giving the Clinton campaign answers to debate questions. I mean, guys, think about this. If Donna Brazile is giving the Clinton campaign questions for debates, why aren't other CNN, or I should say, why do you think that this is an isolated incident? Why is it kooky to think other CNN people are telling Hillary Clinton questions that are going to be asked during other debates? I mean, we all know that the media, the Clinton campaign, and CNN coordinated the endless stream of women coming out saying Donald Trump groped me, Donald Trump. It was all predicated off of Anderson Cooper. As soon as Anderson Cooper said, so Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, you've never kissed a woman who didn't want to be, you've never touched. And as Trump was talking, Cooper kept going, wait, so you've never done that. It was obvious. It was a setup. It's obvious he wanted Trump to say, no, I've never done that. It's obvious. Because every single woman that came out said, I decided to come out when I seen the debate and I seen Donald Trump tell Anderson Cooper, I never kissed a girl without their permission. So that was set up. So you're going to have millions of people with these chips on their shoulder. They're going to be mad at the media. They're going to be mad at the Republican Party. They're going to be mad at Hillary Clinton. So now, Trump is going to be frozen out of doing anything with the Republican Party again. They're going to set it up so that they never have this problem happen ever again. So now, think about this concept. You have Trump create a network, a real network, not an internet network, okay? A real network, because you can't fight the media with an internet network. That's not real counter-programming. The only way you could do counter-programming is having a cable channel that is as accessible as CNN or Fox or MSNBC or CNBC. Because like I said, having it on the internet is doing nothing more than catering to the choir that you're already singing with. You're not going to stumble on a network on the internet because you have to pay $10 a month. That's why the WWE network has 1 million subscribers. But their free programming on USA Network has anywhere between 3 to 5 million people watching it. So now you got Trump, who A, has the money, B, has the leverage, C, has the know-how, and D, has a built-in audience of 10 to 15 to 20 million people. That, my friends, is a recipe for a legitimate cable channel. And if Oprah Winfrey can have a cable channel, Donald Trump can get a cable channel. Remember, Oprah Winfrey's channel is available on cable. You have to find it. It's buried in those channels that you don't normally go to, but it's there. Yeah, it's not next to Fox, or it's not next to ABC, but it's there. It's in that area of USA Network and VH1. Trump has a bigger following, more money, and more contacts than Oprah Winfrey. I know some of you will go, no, he doesn't. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So, Trump now has a network. It's free for anybody who wants to watch. He now, if he wants, can purge different places for talent. If he wants, he can go to Hannity and say, I want you here. Oh, you have 2 years left in your contract? We'll buy that contract out. He could tap new talent. He could tap radio talent that have never done the television thing. Hell, he can go to Limbaugh and go, Rush, you want to give it a shot again? Want to do it one more time? So now, you have a network. You have a built-in viewership. They're watching this network for free. And Hillary Clinton is the president. And everything that's coming out now from WikiLeaks to the different lawsuits that are making records be available to the AP or different media outlets, these things continue to come out. These things continue to come out. And while these things continue to come out, you have a Trump network that is hammering these things. So instead of Obama having John McCain slither away back to the Senate and pretty much shut his mouth for 4 years, and Mitt Romney slither away back to the magic underpants capital and shut his mouth, you're going to have a Donald Trump network that are going to hammer Hillary Clinton every single day. And remind the 68% of the American people that don't approve of Hillary Clinton that they made a horrible, horrible mistake. A horrible mistake. And week after week, month after month, as we go down more into the Obamacare rabbit hole, in the Iraq, Mosul, ISIS rabbit hole, Aleppo rabbit hole, no-fly zone rabbit hole, where Hillary Clinton is going to be forced to shoot down Russian airplanes, because when you set up a no-fly zone, you better be prepared to shoot planes down that are in that no-fly zone. And you better bet your life that if Hillary Clinton is the president, she's going to be challenged. If you think Obama was challenged, if you think Obama was pushed around, whew, you ain't seen nothing. Talk about a red line. Talk about don't cross that line. The minute Hillary Clinton says, we have put up a no-fly zone, Russia's gonna go, okay, let's see how pantsuit does about this. They're going to fly right in there. And then the generals are going to go to Hillary and say, Madam President, what do you want us to do? No fly zone means no fly zone. She's going to go, shoot it down. And then they're going to shoot down a Russian fighter plane, and then Putin's going to say, oh, okay, all right, now you want to get tough. Now you want to get... And we're basically going to have a proxy war like you've never seen. Because now any soldiers that we have fighting in Aleppo or Mosul or wherever, not only are we going to be fighting ISIS, but we will be fighting Russian soldiers. And now, I'm not promoting Russia, because we still have the greatest military in the world, but I will tell you this. Russia is a little bit stronger than a bunch of cave-dwelling Muslims. All right? Russian soldiers are a little tougher than a bunch of dirty, filthy, long-bearded Muslims who get their training by climbing on monkey bars. And while this is going on, Trump's network is broadcasting it. And if CNN and MSNBC and ABC, they got reporters in the field and they're covering it live, Trump's network will be covering it live. And this is going to go on month after month, year after year. Until, guess what? 2020 rolls around. The Republican Party has already set up to freeze Trump out. There is no new Trump for the Republican Party. So what happens? Donald Trump launches a third party candidacy after 4 years of hammering Hillary Clinton and other Republicans who did not fall in line as this happened year after year. We will now be in a position for the first time in our history that a third party candidate could actually win the presidency. Because remember, guys, Trump would automatically start out with about 20% to 30% of the vote. Hell, maybe 40%. What do we hear now? What do we hear now from the Never Trumpers and from Democrats? Trump cannot break 45%. He can't break 50%. He is doing exactly what he did in the primaries. He's basically doing 39 to 40%, depending on what poll you look at. That is his base. That is his hardcore base. Now think about that. If Trump runs as a third party 4 years from now, after having a network and blasting Hillary Clinton for 3.5 years straight, and everything that's going to happen under her watch, the Aleppos, the Iraqs, the Obamacares, Supreme Court, terrorist attacks, the economy. You name it. Everything that we're dealing with now is only going to get worse. Trump runs as a third party after 3.5 years of a cable network hammering Hillary Clinton. He automatically starts out with 40%. He automatically retains. He automatically retains his base. Hell, if you want to go low and say 35%. Well, if he has 35% and you have a three-way race, you don't need that much more to win the presidency. You don't need that much more to win the presidency. Do you understand? I'll give you a little number just to put it in perspective for you. Okay? Just a little number. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton won in 92 with 43%. George Bush got 37%. And Ross Perot got 19%. Just let that sink in. Let that sink in right now. If right now Donald Trump has a core base of 35%, if he has a core base of 35%, hell, let's even go lower. Okay? Let's go lower. Let's say his core base is 30%. If Trump's core base is 30%, and that's what he's going to start off with in 2020, and he has a network that's been pumping, just beating the hell out of Hillary Clinton and whoever that Republican anointed candidate is, all he needs to pick up is 14% from Republicans and or Democrats or both, and he wins the presidency just like Bill Clinton did with a 44%. So as everybody's talking about the inevitable and what's going to happen after Trump loses, and the fact that the Republican Party will regroup and Trump will vanish off into the sunset. And Hillary Clinton somehow will get her 65, 66, 67% disapproval rating back down to under 50%. The economy, the what ifs or the this is what's going to happen is insane. It's insane. Because Donald Trump's not going to go away. And everything that happened sets up a third party run in 2020 perfectly. It sets it up perfectly. Ross Perot had 19,743 votes. 19 million votes. Just in the Republican primary, Donald Trump got 14 million, close to 14 million. This is the bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen. This is the bigger picture. This is the bigger picture. This is what the Democrats got to look forward to and the Republicans, the never Trumpers. Donald Trump running third party in 2020, taking his core base of about 20 million people to 25 million, hell, maybe 30 million, and then picking off Democrats and picking off Republicans. Because remember this, okay, guys? Remember this. If Hillary wins, and all of these horrible things continue to happen, there's going to be a whole lot of buyer remorse. There really wasn't a lot of buyer remorse for Obama, because at the end of the day, you still voted for a black guy. You still got purged of all of your racial sins. You were still able to go, I know I said racist jokes before and I've laughed at racist things, but I voted for Obama. So yeah, this is bad and that's bad, but hey, I'm going to heaven, or at least I'm going somewhere where they won't, you know, bust my balls about laughing at racist jokes. But you see, the buyer remorse for Hillary Clinton isn't going to be, well, at least I'm a first woman. No. Absolutely not. So if things continue to be bad, there's going to be a lot of people that go, oh, why didn't we vote for Trump? Why didn't we vote for Trump? Jesus. Oh, my God, this happened. Oh, gee. And then you're going to have a network that reminds people every single day that they effed up. And then 2019 rolls around, and it happens real quick. And Donald Trump decides, you know what? F the Democrats. Definitely F the Republicans. I'm running third party. All of you people that supported me, we're going to do it this time. Now we can fight the media. We have our own vessel as far as the network. And we will defeat the Democrat and the Republican. That's the scenario, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's as good as gold. I think you could take it to the bank. And that's why I'm Rob Zicari, and I'm pretty right a lot of the time.